Today is about celebrating, and I think back, I wasn't here during that time, but I think back listening to these reports today to the fact that 12 years ago right now, Blue Valley didn't know if it was going to continue. We were going through a terrible time of conflict and division and exodus, and it just really left those who were here at that time wondering, is Blue Valley going to survive? And then when you get to hear that we've got, you know, 200 plus people at a ministry event for just preschoolers, and then when you hear that we had over 500 people involved in Vacation Bible School, and that we've got seniors mentoring freshmen, and we've given $250,000 to ministry in this past year, it's wonderful to hear. It's moving to me to hear about all that God has done. And I know that, you know, as Baptists, we tend to be reserved, but, you know, woo! I mean, it is good stuff what God is doing for us here at Blue Valley. And there are lots of things that we just kind of touched on that we didn't really have time to mention. For instance, one of the things that we're doing right now as a church is really emphasizing that framework for understanding what it means to follow Jesus using the five habits of a Jesus follower: surrender, sustain, sacrifice, shine, and share. And we've repackaged those and challenged you with them. Statements of declaration that I am this, thinking, for instance, of surrender. I will surrender myself daily to Jesus as my King. And people just telling us how moving that was to them and helpful. And these silly, stupid little bracelets that we handed out. I mean, there was a run on them, fist fights in the foyers of both campuses to make sure that they could get these bracelets. And then one of our church members this past week was so moved by that on his own, he had 1,000 magnets printed that have the five habits in our declaration statements on them. And we've got those available to you on your way out, so you can go home and put them on your refrigerator. And if you have a stainless steel refrigerator, it is of God that you go to Nebraska Furniture Mart and buy a conventional one today so that you can put that refrigerator magnet on your refrigerator. But just things like that are going on in the sermon series about that we'll be looking at. Tiger Paws, which Jamie mentioned for Jonathan and which David mentioned, an opportunity for us to just invest in the life of the Blue Valley High School community, where we take an hour out of our day to meet kids and be in the hallways with them while they take their study lunch break. The staff is filling those volunteer holes for them over the next few weeks, but we're going to need you guys to sign up for that, and some of you have already started. We have this ministry, it's been going on probably for 7 or 8 years, called Cooking with the King, where members of our church take a portion of their Saturday and they go to the Johnson County Juvenile Detention Center, and they teach the kids there how to prepare a meal and use the instruction in how to prepare that meal to illustrate the gospel. We've had faithful volunteers that have done that and have heard a great story that'll just put chills up and down your body that you're going to get the opportunity to hear when we have our mission celebration in November. We have this wonderful ministry called Food for His Glory that has expanded out to beyond just funding opportunities for food for these children who are the children of sex traffickers in India, to where we've actually sent teams over there this past year, this past summer, did a Vacation Bible School over there, and there's a miraculous story out of that you're going to be able to hear about in November. God's doing great things there. Pastor David has mentioned to you our Samaritan's Purse partnership, where we are going to be putting people on the ground in the refugee camps in some of the world's hot spots to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus to them. And it could go on and on and on and on. And after days like this, I hear people all the time say, you know what, it's just so awesome to be a part of a church like that. It is awesome to be a part of a church that does all of these things, and it is. It is awesome to be one of the pastors here. It is awesome to be a member here. It is awesome to be a part of a church like this. But something occurred to me that maybe we need to hear. There is a difference between saying it is awesome to be a part of a church that does these things, between that and saying it is awesome being the church that does these things. See, it's real easy for us to approach a church out here in the suburbs as something that we kind of buy into and that we gain status from in some way because, you know, there are people that go there that are important, or our friends go there and so that's important to us, or because they're doing things like these ministries that I can fund with my offering, and we can say, well, I've bought a church that does these things, and I'm glad to be a part of them. But that's not New Testament. New Testament is not being a part of a church that does these things. Being New Testament is being the church that does these things. All of us, as individuals, as the church, engaging them and doing them. Paul had this great statement about being the church in Romans chapter 12. Beginning in verse 3, he says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness." And you know what a very self-centered Western Christianity has done with those verses? It has looked for themselves. Where am I as an individual in here so that I can have some notion of my own importance? I am so important to the church because this is me. And so we take this wonderful statement of being the church and have made it once again about me. But let me tell you something. This is very professionally worded. Paul doesn't give a rip about us as individuals in those verses. Paul is challenging us to remember that all of us collectively together are the church, and all of us have a responsibility, not just to one another, but the ministry of the church. So quit looking for your spiritual gift. Now, they're important, don't get me wrong. But quit being so focused on that that you're not doing anything or thinking that this is the only thing you can do. Because you are a part of the body of Christ. And it is a different thing to say, "I love being a part of a church that does these things," than it is to say, "I am being the church that does these things." So let me give you two words. Two words that I shared with you a year ago today that are just as important now, maybe even more so than they were then. The first word is sustainability. Sustainability. How many people are required to do the ministry around you that you are experiencing and offering nothing in return? What are you putting back in? You see, if everybody was doing the same kind of ministry and offering the same kind of selfless service to the church that you are offering, how long could we stay open? You see, we need to begin to get the idea that ministry itself needs to be sustainable. Am I offering back what I am pulling out? Think sustainability. The next thing that you need to think about is the word missional. Some of that has been hinted at in every report today, as Pastor David has said, but you need to think about being missional. What do we mean by that? It means, again, just remembering, as I talked about last week, that everywhere you are is the place where God intends for you to shine for His kingdom and share the message of His Son. My son and daughter-in-law have closed on the purchase of a house and been moving in for the past few weeks, and they have heard me say this. See, you think it's fun to have to endure this, you know, once a week or so. Try being a family member and your pastor is also your father or father-in-law. That's a great way to live. So I try out new material on my kids all the time. But I told them when they were in the process, I said, you know what? You need to remember. You've heard me say this to you. You need to remember that the reason that you got that house is not because your offer was better than everybody else's. The reason that you got that house is because someone right there around you needs Jesus. And just this week, they met those people. My daughter-in-law, in fact, said to a friend, Derek was right, and I hate having to admit that. But that's the way it is. Wherever we are is where God has intended for us to operate for the kingdom. And so think of your Sunday school class as an opportunity to be missional, and where you live as an opportunity to be missional, and where you work as an opportunity to be missional. So what can we do? What are some things that we can do? Well, there are people in a church like ours that have financial means. And so financially, there are some of you that maybe are physically unable to go anymore, or there is some kind of limitation on your life that keeps you from being able to go. Maybe you can fund some of these things for other people to go. There are also just some things around the house, as it were, that need to be taken care of. We've deferred a lot of maintenance here at the Antioch campus over the years because God has always had opportunities for us to spread out and go. And so we've had some deferred maintenance things in some of our capital campaigns, but have pulled them back when we have felt like the commitments weren't going to do it. One of the things that we've pulled out of multiple capital campaigns is replacing the carpet everywhere but in this room, in this building. Do you realize that every square inch of carpet outside this room was installed in 2001? 2001 is starting to get pretty threadbare. The only reason you don't notice it is because we have rock stars on our custodial staff who are able to keep that thing going. But some of you may have some resources to help us be able to pay the $80,000 or so that it will require for us to replace all the carpet. If so, see Pastor David. He would be happy to talk to you about that. But then there are other things, obviously, beyond that. For instance, we need continually people who can help in our little kids' ministry during this hour and also during the 9:30 hour. We have needs in our big kids' ministry during those same time frames. We need people who can help in our student ministry. We have other things that are going on throughout the church that we just need people to say, you know what, I've taken a lot in at Blue Valley over the years. What I want to do now is I want to step up and I want to offer back to. When we do that, there's no telling what God can do. I am amazed at what has happened this summer at Blue Valley. Our attendance normally during the summer months backs off, and it has instead surged. It's been unbelievable. In fact, just to give you an indication, right now there are about 30 students and their leaders, and then 30 or so people who are providing food for us tonight, not in this room, who would otherwise be in this already pretty full room. I mean, God is just doing some really amazing things. And I think he wants to do even more. But there is a sense where he's going to hold it out to us as individuals and say, okay, here's the opportunity that I'm giving your church. The opportunity I'm giving your church. Do you want to be a part of it? And if we, as a group, say no, or maybe, or go back to God with the idea, well, we'll try to fit it in, God will say, okay. And we'll let somebody else who will be faithful with the opportunities have the opportunities. This is a special time, one of many that we've had in the life of our church. This is a special time. And we'll have to move in this special time from being thrilled to be a part of a church that does these things to being the church that does these things.